What a wonderful thing we say when we say, I like me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. What a wonderful thing we say when we say, I like me. The ability to say, I like me is rather difficult for a lot of people. It's difficult to say because they know there's so much more improvement to be done, so much more to be enjoyed in life, and so much more to be excited about in life. Well, you know, life brings us many wonderful opportunities. And sometimes we are kicked right out of one great opportunity only to be ready for another. But we don't see that next opportunity. We don't see that next opportunity. We don't have any idea what it's going to be. We think what it might be. We think perhaps it'd be one thing or another we're familiar with, but watch and see the miracle take place. When you say, I like me, you open yourself up for a big, wonderful journey into magical things and mystical things and wonderful things that you never dreamed possible. I like to walk down my journey of life doing all the things I do, and I never know one minute to the next what wonderful things are going to happen. One day, I'm speaking in Montabray in Switzerland and having just a glorious seminar there, and the next thing I know, here I am invited back again. And then, the next thing I know, here it's our 30th anniversary, and we don't go there. We don't go over to do those things for this particular trip. And a lot of people who would like it don't get a chance to see it, don't get a chance to participate in it. And so we just go on with our daily life. Now, when they missed it for 1 year, that's a pretty heavy-duty thing, because they enjoy these positive thoughts and these positive ideas that I share. And of course, I enjoy them too. But you never know what new doors are going to open, what new wonderful things are going to happen. And what happened? They just demanded that I come over. And they sent the air trip to come to London and speak in London, and sent the air trip to go to Switzerland and speak in Switzerland, and all in just a very couple of weeks, and zip, 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 zip. And I had no idea what it was going to be or do, but I was ready. I am always ready for whatever good comes my way. No matter what things change, no matter what things seem to be uncertain, when I know that I like me, I know that things come my way that are magical, musical, marvelous, and I feel so good about them. I'm open and receptive to my highest good. I'm always open and receptive to my highest good. I never know what it's going to be, and I don't care. I just know it's going to be wonderful and good. Now, you see, when I start trying to presume what it's going to be, when I try to outguess it or second guess what's going to come next in my agenda in my life, well, then I sort of expect this or expect that, and if it doesn't happen, I think, oh my goodness, it didn't happen. Now, what's going on there? What's happening? What's taking place? Well, I am not open to my highest and best. I am not listening to the divine within. I'm listening to the probabilities and possibilities without. And the probabilities and possibilities on the outer are not bad, but the magic within is so exciting and so wonderful and so marvelous. And, you know, the moment we begin working from the within program, the moment we begin working from the I like me program, we are at peace. We are relaxed. We are at ease. We're not pushing. We're not worrying. We just let go and let the divine in us reveal to us what our next glorious adventure is going to be. So today, as you prepare for the day, open your mind and your heart, just like I do, to the magic that's going to come along. You don't know one minute to the next. You walk out your front door, and lo and behold, there's a neighbor standing there saying, hey, I wanted to ask you a couple questions. And so you're very much in a rush. You want to go to work or whatever you want to do. And you just say, okay, he is there. Nothing happens by chance. He wants to ask me a couple questions. And so he asked me a couple questions. And lo and behold, those couple questions are things I ponder all day long. And when I come home in the evening, I go over to his house and I say, you know, those questions you asked me this morning set me to thinking. Now, perhaps the two of us could create this company that you're dreaming about, and it might be a lot of fun. And, you know, when you walked out your door, you had never a dream in your mind that you would be associating with your neighbor on a business like Basis. Now, who knows what great, marvelous, magical things are going to happen to you. Be open to good from every source and watch it just pour in like the gold, like the manna of heaven, like the joy to the world. Have a wonderful day and expect miracles. They're right there waiting for you. I love you. I love you. I love you.